Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, the 10th of July, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk has urged citizens to evacuate from the Kherson and Zaporizhia regions to facilitate an upcoming counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces. Vereshchuk, who also serves as Ukraine's Minister for Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories, told the media that the evacuation is crucial for Ukrainian troops to recapture the territory without putting civilians at risk. Our artillery needs to operate, she explained, because we need to use force to free the land from Russian occupation. According to Vereshchuk, the Russian military has been using civilians to block Ukrainian counterattacks in the region. Local officials in Kherson have urged residents who cannot leave to prepare to take shelter and stock up on supplies of food and water as they prepare for heavy fighting in the area. The Kherson and Zaporizhia regions have been under Russian occupation since the early days of the war, when Russian troops invaded from occupied Crimea. Charges have been filed against three men in connection with last Thursday's riot at the football match between Lechia Gdańsk and Pandev Academy. The three suspects are accused of assaulting three people, damaging stadium property, and disrupting security during a public event. The men pleaded not guilty in court earlier this week and refused to explain their actions. They will be held in pretrial detention for 3 months while police identify more suspects and prosecutors prepare their case. Fighting broke out in the host stands during Thursday's match between Lechia Gdańsk and Akademia Pandev. The game was stopped for 40 minutes after the first whistle while the situation was brought under control. Police later identified and formally detained four men in response to the incident, with a fifth held for questioning by investigators. If convicted on all charges, the men could face up to 8 years in jail. In Gdańsk and other cities across Poland, teachers from Ukraine are being sought to conduct admission exams for higher education programs in Ukraine. As it is not possible to conduct the exams in the traditional format due to the ongoing Russian invasion, Ukrainian students will be required to pass the National Multi-Subject Test, or NMT, for admission to undergraduate studies, or the Master's Complex Test, MKT, for graduate admissions. In Poland, centers for taking the NMT and MKT exams are being set up in Gdańsk, Warsaw, Wrocław, Kraków, Lublin, and Poznan, with teachers needed to proctor the exams at each site. The exams will be held from July 18th to August 10th, with the University of Gdańsk set to host one of the testing centers. More information on the exams and the application to be a proctor is available on our website at radiogdańsk.pl. The Institute of Meteorology and Water Management has issued a first-degree warning against hailstorms that may occur on Sunday and Monday in the Pomeranian Voivodeship. A series of storms today and tomorrow will be accompanied by heavy rainfall of 20 to 35 millimeters per hour, along with gusts of wind from 70 to 85 kilometers or 40 to 50 miles per hour. Hail can also occur in some parts of the region. The storm warning is valid from noon today until early Monday morning. And a reminder that tonight, the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk is hosting a Poetry for Ukraine event featuring the music and poetry of various Ukrainian artists. The concert will feature well-known orchestral pieces alongside contemporary Ukrainian works, as well as readings of famous Ukrainian poets. The concert will begin at 6 p.m. today in the Jan Olszewski Room. Admission to the event is free, and tickets can be picked up at the museum box office.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cool, with a good chance of rain throughout the day and a strong breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 19 degrees centigrade or 66 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 12 degrees centigrade or 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar wet weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for sunshine and warmer temperatures returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.